All right. Here we go.
Go for it.
We are going for it. All right, everyone has permission to fight, argue, and yell if you don't like what I say. Especially the Shiva. Here we go. So hopefully by now you've seen some of the Maamar Chaimus. The idea is like this. In last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha, we have the Mitzvah of Milah. In last week's Parsha and this week's Parsha, we have the Mitzvah of Milah. Avraham Avinu did the Bris Milah to himself last week's Parsha and to Yishmael. And this week's Parsha, he did the Bris Milah to Yitzchak. Okay? So that is why I picked this topic of Bris Milah. I'm not a Mayel and I do not plan on being one, but that's why we picked this topic. So now, the Gemara says that if you do not do Priya, you're not Yaitse. Meaning you need to do Mila and Priya. So first of all, we need to know what is this Priya thing. So by now, maybe you have heard it. And I have five boys. I've never really watched so closely. But the idea is the male cuts and he rolls back the foreskin. There's a little like film on top. He rolls it back. That's called Priya. Okay? So there's a Mila, the cutting. And then there's a Priya, the rolling back of the film skin on top. Okay, that's Mila, that's Priya. The Gemara in Yevamah says, the Gemara in Shabbos says, that was the first Maamar Malka, and the Gemara in Shabbos, Kuf Lamed Zayin says, if you do Mila and you do not do Priya, you're not Yotze. It's a bracha v'atala, you're still an Aral, you can't eat Karm Pesach, you did not do Mitzvah's Mila. Okay, that is the Gemara in Shabbos. Great. Now, in the Psukim, in last week's Parsha, this week's Parsha, you're going to find something missing. Nowhere in the Torah does it say to do Priya. It doesn't say it. All it says is Yimol, 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 to do Mila. It doesn't say anywhere to do Priya. Okay? So this was the Gemara in Yevamah's issue. The Gemara in Yevamah asks, or speaks out, and he says, this is Maamar Malka number 2. The Gemara says that, Amar Rabba by Yitzchak Amar Rab, Loi nitna Priya, Priyas Mila l'Avraham Avinu. Priya. This Priya was not given over to Avraham Avinu. Okay, and then it brings a raya from Yeshua. Okay, we don't have to go through the raya, but the Gemara is saying that Mila was given to Avraham Avinu, but Priya was not given to Avraham Avinu. And they speak out that it was Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. That this concept of Priya is Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. We derive it from Yeshua, but where did it come from? It was Halacha Moshe Mitzinai. So by Avraham Avinu, Hashem told him, do Mila to you, Yishmael and Yitzchak. On Har Sinai, Hashem told Moshe Rabbeinu, tell everyone to do Priya as well, and that's what we see from Yeshua, they did Priya. Great. Okay, so we have two facts. You don't do Priya, you're not Yaitse. Fact number two is, Priya came late in the game. It was a later mitzvah given at Har Sinai. Great. Comes along Shulchan Aruch, and the Shulchan Aruch says like this. Next time you go to Bris, pay attention. You're going to see after Gershi is the chazan and calls everyone's kibudin, right? What happens is, the mayel is now holding the knife, okay? The mile's holding the knife, and the mile is the first one to speak, and he makes the bracha ala mila. Then he cuts, and then the father standing right next to him, looking the other way, or looking at him, the father says another bracha of sherek yishan yisavizvanu lachnisei bebrisei sha'avraham avinu. So after the mila is when the father makes this bracha. That is halacha shulchan aruch, that is Maamar Malka number 3, Hamol mevarach asher kishan zavizvanu ala mila ve'avi haben mevarach ben chatichas ha'arla lepriya asher kishan zavizvanu lachnis abisha shalavam avinu. So that is a state of events. Bracha ala mila, mila, bracha lachnis abisha shalavam avinu, and then the priya. Great. That is Shulchan Aruch. That's a psak halacha. Zat the shach. What's going on over here? We have a rule by all mitzvahs, right? You just shook lulav. When did you shake your lulav? While your esrog was upside down. Why did you have your esrog upside down? I hope you did, at least. Why did you have your esrog upside down and made the bracha? Because you don't want to do the mitzvah before you make the bracha. You want the bracha, and then the mitzvah that is called Oiver Lasiyasa. Right? You want to make the bracha before you do the mitzvah. So you have your esrog upside down, you're not yotze. You make your bracha, you turn it, now you're yotze, great. All mitzvahs are like that. When you buy achilas matzah, you don't take a bite and then make the bracha. You say, al achilas matzah, then you take the bracha. All Chanukah, every mitzvah you're going to find, there are a few exceptions. I heard the Rashi was talking about a little bit. And there's discussion how to do it. By mikvah, there's discussion how to do it. But in general, the rule is, all brachas are done before the mitzvah. So here, the Shach asks, why over here is he not making the bracha before the milah? What he should have done is, let the moel make the bracha al hamila. Let the father make the bracha asher kishan tajan lachnis avish levam avinu. And then, cut. That is the Shach's question. So Shach explains, because we are worried, by all mitzvahs, it's all dependent on you. You're the one holding the lulav and esrog. You make the bracha, you do your mitzvah. There's no second party. It's all you and your mitzvahs. By mila, there's a second party. It's the moel. We're nervous. What's going to happen? You're going to make the bracha, and then the moel is going to get cold feet. The moel is going to say, you know what? I'm not doing this. And he leaves. So then you just made a bracha vatala. And therefore, we don't want you to make the bracha until he's done the mila. Okay, fine. So now, the Shach could have ended there and just say, hey, there's no choice. What can we do? There's no choice, so make it afterwards. But he doesn't do that. He says, Priya is also part of the mitzvah, as we softly were in Shabbos. Mila and Priya are both integral to the mitzvah. You're not Yotzi one without the other. And therefore, Zak the Shach, Maridik. We could still have Oyir Elas Yasan. Why? You need to do the bracha before the mitzvah, and you are. Because you're going to do the bracha of Lachnis Le'Shavram, B'Yisrael Shavram Avinu, before you do the Priya, and the Priya is a mitzvah too. Gishmach, okay? So that is Halach L'Maisa. We have a Shulchan Aruch and the Shach. That's how Mila works. So the Moel makes a bracha, Oyir Elas Yasan, and the father also makes a bracha, Oyir Elas Yasan, because there are two parts to this mitzvah. So far, so good. Comes along the Minchas Chinuch and throws a dart at this Shtickel Torah. What's going on here? Effect of Minchas Chinuch. We just saw in the Gemara in Yevamos that Avraham Avinu did not have the mitzvah of Priya. So effect of Minchas Chinuch, how can we make the bracha Oyir Elas Yasan before Priya? What bracha are we making? Lachnisai v'brisai shal Avraham Avinu. How can we make the bracha? Avraham Avinu never had that. We're not doing what Avraham Avinu did. It's not what Avraham Avinu, how are we saying the bracha before the Priya when he never had Priya? And so much so, halach l'maisa, the Arabs today, the firm ones at least, they do mitzvah mila. I know, I think the famous mail over here, Yasala, whatever, flew to Saudi Arabia to do the mila for the kingdoms, whatever, the princes over there. They do mila, but they do not do Priya. There's no mitzvah Priya by them. They only do mila, they don't do Priya, because Avraham Avinu, the father Yishmael, and Yishmael was only the mitzvah of Mila, not Priya. So the Minchas Chinuch brings the Bnei Keturah, those are the other children of Avraham Avinu, they do not do Priya, only Mila. So this is a fact, this is a halacha. Avraham Avinu and his children did not have the mitzvah of Priya. So how can we make the bracha? Oyir Elas Yasan, before we do Priya, Alach Nisa Brisa Shal Avraham Avinu. That is the Minchas Chinuch's question. So, Ellie and Dani were saying a very good mahalach. I think it was a very good mahalach, and I'm going to build on that a little bit. But before that, I want to weed out a different mahalach, which is Taisus Yevamos. And you guys are going to dive into this. Taisus Yevamos asks a question. He says, Avraham Avinu did all the mitzvahs in the Torah, even before they were commanded. So the Velt Kash is, how come he didn't do Mila? And that there's a lot of good answers. The positive side is, you can't have a bris with someone until you have two parties, until Hashem told him to do it, you can't do it. Fine. But Frek Taisus, how come he didn't do Priya? Why, even though he wasn't told to do Priya, he wasn't told to do a lot of things, and he did everything. Avraham Avinu did every mitzvah that there was. He brings down the Gemara, it says, Avraham Avinu did Erev Tavshilin, did every mitzvah. So he's going to do Erev Tavshilin, he's not going to do Priya? Priya is Halacha Mishasina. Priya is part of the mitzvah Mila. Why would he not have done Priya? That is Taisus' question. And Zak Taisus is a wild answer. Listen to this. Zak Taisus. Umikom Makayim, Avraham Para Milasan. Avraham was doing Priya. He was Para Milasan. He did Priya for their Mila. Wow. Even though it wasn't commanded, he did Priya. So this kind of, Taisus here says, it was Halacha Moshe B'Sinai, but Avraham Avinu knew about that. Avraham Avinu did Erev Tavshilin, so guess what else? Avraham Avinu did Priya. So according to this, the Minchas Chinuch Kasha doesn't start. Hello, and it's a Kasha Minchas Chinuch. Hello, Minchas Chinuch. He saw every Gemara, he quoted this Gemara. He didn't see Taisus on the page? Terrible, of course he did. So what's going on over here? Avraham Avinu, did he do Mila? Yes. Did he do Priya? Well, Taisa says he did. Now, the Gemara says he wasn't commanded on it. Yashakayach wasn't commanded on it, but he did it. So, you could say, what the Minchas Chenuch means is, of course, Avraham Avinu did the Priya. He did it, but because he wasn't commanded on it, why are we saying, Avraham Avinu, it wasn't his mitzvah. He may have done it, he did a lot of things, but it wasn't his mitzvah, so maybe he should not, we shouldn't call it Lachniz Avraham Avinu before the Priya. Maybe that's what the Minchas Chenuch means. But now, I will throw out a shayla. I'm sure the Rosh Yeshiva would like to sponsor a free sefer for anyone who answers this. Where in last week...
Rabbi Goldberg's sefer when it comes out.
free set of Sfarim. Where in last week's Parsha did Rashi say against this Tosfos? Okay? Tosfos is saying that Avraham Avinu did Priya. In last week's Parsha, Parsha Lech Lecha, there's a Rashi that says that Avraham Avinu did not do Priya. Gershi, you have something to say? Well, since when are you so quiet? Come on, Gershi, what you got?
Say Rashi says Hashem helped him do the Mila.
Hashem helped do the Mila? True. You were right about that. But I want to know. Thank you very much, Yaakov. Rashi. Yaakov gets a sefer. Sponsored. But here we go. Here's what Rashi says. Rashi in Parshas Lech Lecha. Right at the end, Rashi says, "Behimalai et besar olasai." By Yishmael, the pasuk says, "Himalai es besar olasai." There's an extra s there. Rashi asks, "By Avraham Avinu doesn't say s. Why by Yishmael does it say s, and by Avraham Avinu doesn't say s?" Zat Rashi. Because by Avraham Avinu lo hayachaser al chituch basar. The only thing Avraham Avinu was missing was the cut of the flesh. Because he had tashas already, Abu Yishmael, that was a kid, so besides chotach at the arla, he also had to be lifraya hamila. Avraham Avinu already had tashas, all that was needed was chaticha, cutting it. The skin was already rolled back. But by Yishmael, who was a kid, 13 years old, righteous 13-year-old, he did not have that. Yes, therefore he needed priya. Rashi here is loaded. Rashi is saying two things. He's saying, first of all, Avraham Avinu did not have Priya. Second of all, he's saying Yishmael did have Priya. Like the whole thing is falling apart right now. Right? We have the Minchas Chinuch saying that the Gemara, that Avraham Avinu wasn't commanded on it. We have the Minchas Chinuch saying that Avraham Avinu didn't do it, and therefore how do we make this bracha lachnisa risa before the Priya? Okay. Then we have a Taisis that says Avraham Avinu did it, and we have a Rashi that says Avraham Avinu did not do it, but Yishmael did do it. So like everything is terrible right now. Like it's as if we have three different shitas. One shita is Avraham and Yishmael didn't do it. Another shita is Avraham and Yishmael did do it. And another shita is that Avraham didn't do it and Yishmael did do it. What's going on? There's a big challenge, a big mix. Challenge. Anyone challenge? Yeah, there's a big mix over. Yes, Danny, what do you have to say? Nothing. You
have to say that often,
oh yeah? Let's read the taste again. Let's hear it, Danny. What did I say? Beautiful. I'm going to read taste again. Danny has a great dig. I'm going to read taste again. Zach Taisus, I read it first, quick the first time, so it's not your fault you didn't catch it. Mikol Makayim, Avraham para milasan. What did Avraham para milasan mean? He did Priya milasan, to their mila. Great. Very gishmak. So therefore we can shim. Rashi's 100% right, Taisus didn't argue. Avraham Avinu did not do Priya at all. Why? Because it wasn't Ogea. He already had his skin rolled back. Fine. So Avraham is out. Yishmael, Rashi said that Avraham Avinu did Priya to Yishmael. That's the S word S. So Avraham did Priya to Yishmael. That's what Taisus means. Why? Taisus is saying Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah. And since he kept the whole Torah, of course he did Priya Mila son to their Mila. Who's there? Yishmael and Yitzchak. He for sure did Priya to them because he kept the whole Torah. Yaakov, what you got? Forget, I'm making shalom right now. We're making shalom right now. Shalom Israel, which is no machlokas. We're going to get out of the Minchas Chinuch soon. But no machlokas, Rashi and Taisus. And here's what happened. Here's a history lesson. What? We're going to get to it soon. We're going to see. I'm with you. We're building there. So let's go history lesson. We thought we had many different shitas here. Now we're saying, no. Everything is good. Avraham Avinu didn't do Priya because he already was Parah. But he was not commanded to do Priya. But he did it anyway to Yishmael and to Yitzchak, because he kept the whole Torah, and he knew that Priya was coming, and therefore Avraham did Priya to Yishmael, Avraham did Priya to Yitzchak, and that's just like he did Erev Tavshilid, that's what he did. Great. The Gemara in Yevamah says that Avraham Avinu was not commanded on it, not a stira. Avraham was not commanded on it, but he did it anyway, like he did everything else. Great. Now let's go back to Minchas Chinuch Kasha. So what did the Minchas Chinuch ask? He asked, how can we say Asher Kedishanu Mitzav Zivanu Lachnisa Risa Shal Avraham Avinu before the Priya? It's Oyver Lasiyasan. If Avraham Avinu, now Avraham Avinu did not do Priya. So we can say, first of all, Avraham Avinu did not do Priya. That's actually true. But what's the lesson of Minchas Chinuch? His lesson was, here we go. Kin Chazal, sorry, here we go. Yeah, the lashon Minchas Chinuch is ubebrisai shel Avraham Avinu lo haisa hapriya ki lo nitzdava al zeh. So we're going to take a little issue with the lashon Minchas Chinuch. But Minchas Chinuch is asking, how can we say lachnisa brisa shel Avraham Avinu by mila if Avraham Avinu in the bris of Avraham Avinu there was no priya? So that's true. There was no priya in Avraham Avinu's bris. He says because lo nitzdava, because he wasn't commanded. Rashi says because he didn't have. Okay, but his kasha could still be there. The Minchas Chinuch could still be asked, we could still understand the Minchas Chinuch's kasha, which is, even if Avraham Avinu kept the whole Torah, which he did, but how can we call it Avram's bris? This was not Avram's bris for two reasons. First of all, he personally didn't have Priya. Second of all, he wasn't commanded on it. Okay, so this probably what Yaakov means. We can make Shalom over here. Even if Avram did it to Yishmael, and even if he himself didn't need it, the Minchas Chinuch still asking good kasha. Minchas Chinuch saw Tosis, saw Rashi, he answered all this, and he's still asking. At the end of the day, Avram personally didn't have Priya, Avram Avinu was not commanded on Priya, so why are we saying, Asher Kitchana ben Mitzvah Yisav Yitzivanu, Avraham Avinu, if this wasn't his thing? That is the Minchas Chinuch kasha. Now we fully can understand it and appreciate it. Now, I'll come back to what Ellie was saying before, and this we can hopefully understand better, that like this. The Gemara says if you do Mila without Priya, you're not Yaitse. What does that mean? It seems to be that the mitzvah changed. It seems to be that the mitzvah morphed and changed to be not just Mila, but Priya too. It's not two separate mitzvahs, right? I wouldn't have a problem if there would be two mitzvahs. One mitzvah called Mila, and one mitzvah called Priya. That'd be cool. But that's not what it is. Because then I was Yotze Mila. If I do Mila without Priya, I'm Yotze Mila. I didn't do Priya. It's not saying that. I'm not Yotze. That means what happened was, Halacha Moshe Sinai turned Mila, extended Mila into one large, huge mitzvah called Mila and Priya. You need to do Mila and Priya. Without doing Priya, you didn't do Mila. That seems to be the Halacha Moshe Sinai. Now, if that's true, so we took Mila and we stretched it. We made Mila into Mila Priya. This mitzvah, is this a new mitzvah? Or no? This is still Avraham Avinu's mitzvah, just with the add-on from Halacha Moshe Sinai. So what we could say is, Rei Geshmak, that when I'm doing Priya now, I already did my Mila. Where did Priya come from? Priya is not a new mitzvah. Priya is not its own individual separate mitzvah. It is the add-on to the mitzvah of Mila. So therefore, there is one mitzvah I'm doing. It's called Mitzvah Mila, which has two parts. This mitzvah Mila, who was it given to? It was given to Avraham Avinu. So even though it happens to be that prat of the mitzvah was not given to Avraham Avinu, but the mitzvah was given to Avraham Avinu, and now I'm completing the mitzvah. So that would be an approach to answer the Minchas Chinuch Shaila. Again, Minchas Chinuch is very good. I can understand the Shaila, but to give a mahalach, we would entertain this, that it's one mitzvah called Mila with a part add-on of Priya. So the big mitzvah was Avraham Avinu's mitzvah, and therefore we can still call Lachnis Avinu Shal Avraham Avinu. What?
Why middle?
Because to make it like the Shach's book asks, that's the Shach's question. To do it beforehand, you can't do it.
I understand if you have a mile doing it for the father's mile, he should do the entire thing before.
That's a great question. The Acharyim asked your question, Nachum. Right, Nachum saying, according to the Shach, the only reason why we're making the bracha of a lachnisa in the middle is because maybe the mile is going to back out. But if the father is the mile, he's not going to back out like every other mitzvah. It's a great question. But But coming back to Lemaisa, what we paskin is, make Lachnisa before the Priya is over Lasiyasa, because it's one big mitzvah, and this mitzvah was given to Avraham Avinu. I'll tell you a fascinating halacha, which is perhaps connected to this. Let's say it's Shabbos, so Mila on the eighth day is Deicha Shabbos. That's a fact, it's a pasuk. We learn out that Mila on the eighth day is Deicha Shabbos. Now, Zakta Shulchan Aruch, Yesh Li Zaher, this is in Siman Reish Samach Vav, Yesh Li Zaher, Shelo Yamulu Shnei Mayalim, Mila Achat B'Shabbos, Shezei Yimol B'Zei Yifra. Shulchan Aruch says, do not have 2 miles do a bris mila on Shabbos. One of them is going to do the mila, and one of them is going to do the priya. Only what? The guy who does the mila should do the priya. And the Ramah argues, what are you talking about? Lo matzasi raya ledvarv, I don't know what you're talking about. Boom, boom, boom. Ramachlekes, Shulchan Aruch, Ramah. On Shabbos, can 2 people split the mila? One guy does the mila, one guy does the priya. Shulchan Aruch says no. Ramah says yes. And the Ramah brings a raya. The Ramah says, in the Beis HaMikdash, in order for carbon to be kosher, what do you need to do for the carbon to be kosher? Kosher. What do you have to do? Shecht it. Is it kosher after the Shechita? No. You do Shechita, and then you do Kabbalah, catch the blood, Hilacha, walk it to the Mizbeach, Zrika, and they would even do Haktara. They would burn it, even on Shabbos. So there were a lot of parts to it. So how can the guy do the Shechita? It's not kosher yet.
It's still a mitzvah.
It's still a mitzvah. So what? It's separate mitzvahs? It's all one carbon.
Who cares?
I care. It's one mitzvah. Shechita without Kabbalah without Zrika is garnished. If you're not going to come to do everything else, it's nothing. And yet, Zakhti Ramah, even though you need all parts, and one without the other, if I say I'm shechting with no Kabbalah, no Zrika, don't shecht. You can't shecht. It's all one big thing. But why? Zakhti Ramah, on Shabbos, you can split them up. One guy does a Shechita, one guy does a Kabbalah, Zrika, Haktara, you can split it all up. So the Ramah says, what is the difference between Shechita, Kabbalah, Zrika, Haktara, and the Beis HaMikdash? It's still all Deicha Shabbos, you can split it up. Also by Mila. Let one guy do the Mila, one guy do the Priya. That is the Ramah's Kasha Shulchan Aruch. So just putting out there, based on all our raid, I wonder if it's connected. It's not Mukhach, but we could perhaps connect it, that maybe, if you learn, Mila and Priya is one Chetza. It's like saying, can 2 people Shecht? Can one guy Shecht 1 simen of the animal, and the other guy Shecht the other simen? Maybe not. Maybe not, because you'd be Mechalit, what?
What about
Yom Kippur and
Shabbos?
What about it?
The Haggadah would only finish it off, right?
He would do the Hechsher Shechita. Very good. What?
The first guy do it.
Great, great, great. Yaakov's right. Meaning, what's happening? No, the first guy was, the Kohen Gadol would start it off. The Kohen Gadol would start, and the other guy would finish. No, but it's very good. You're right on. Can 2 people split the Avodah? Right, we're talking about Shechita, Zrika. So the Shulchan Aruch is saying Mila, right. The Shulchan Aruch is saying Mila and Priya don't split up. The Ramah is saying, look at the Beis HaMikdash. So I'm trying to say maybe the Shulchan Aruch is holding Mila and Priya are one Chetza, like we're saying in the Michas Chinuch, the anti Michas Chinuch, that Mila and Priya is one entity. It became one, and therefore the Shulchan Aruch is saying you can't split it up. Because if you're splitting it up, that means each of you are not doing a full thing of Yimachal Shabbos for no reason. Yaakov is asking very good. But maybe even the Beis HaMikdash, even within the Shechita, perhaps we could do it, like we find in Yom Kippur. Great question. So a question is, this could be all part of the Ramah's question. The Ramah is saying, look at the Beis HaMikdash. So the Gra wants to answer that maybe the Beis HaMikdash was Hutra, and Mila is Dechuya, which will be another share. But I'm just putting out there that we see perhaps other places where maybe Mila and Priya, is it one thing? Is it 2 things? Maybe, I don't even know. That is that. I'm just end off with an interesting.
The Mishnah of the Mishnah, the Gemara's Mishnah.
The what? Mal.
Mal v'lo per kilo mal.
Kilo mal.
It doesn't say the Priya is ma'ak.
It's one chetza.
It's kilo mal.
Right. I understand. Right. It's one chetza, which was our answer to Mechaz Chinuch. It's one mitzvah mila. Mila and Priya, it's one thing, which is why you can say Avraham Avinu. So I'm saying maybe that's Shan Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch saying you can't split this up. It's one chetza. Maybe the Ramah means what Yaakov was saying. What do you mean? Even Beis HaMikdash, even within the Shechita, we could find it.
Maybe
could be. Maybe, how do you know? Maybe we'll back up. Okay, good question. Right, okay, good. Point, we're putting food for thought. A different mahalach over here. Think about the Ramah Shulchan Aruch. I just want to end off with one, this last Gemara I quoted here. It's nothing to do with anything we said except the word Mila. I just tell you that something's been bothering me, and it's still bothering me, but I'll put it out, and maybe you guys will have an answer. The Gemara Menachas. That's the only connection, because it's the Menachas. Me, the Gemara says, Tan Rabbanan.
Mem Gimel?
Mem Gimel Amabez. Yeah, my handwriting is not so good. Okay, Mem Gimel Amabez. Tan Rabbanan. Chavivan Yisrael, Shesivivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvus. I'm not sure I read the whole Gemara. Yeah, I don't. Really did a photocopy, good job, or whatever. It's not even English. Okay, Tan Rabbanan. Let me read it from the Gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Chaviv in Yisrael, Shesivivan HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'mitzvus. Yisrael is very chashiv, Hashem loves us, we're chavit Hashem, because He gave us mitzvahs. Tefillin b'rishayin, tefillin on our head, tefillin b'zorishayin, tefillin on our arms, tzitzis b'bigdehen, tzitzis on our clothing, u'mezuzah l'pischein, and mezuzah on our doorways. Ve'elein amar David, and David said about that, Sheva b'ayayim hilalticha amishvatei tzikacha. We're praising Hashem by the word Sheva. What's Sheva? Right? The Pasuk says Sheva. Where do you get number Sheva? Tefillin, tefillin, mezuzah. We're missing four. Tzitzis, the four corners. Okay, so we have the seven mitzvahs that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us, which surrounds us. So we're so chashev, we're so chavet Hashem, He gave us these seven mitzvahs. Fine. That's part one of the Gemara. The Gemara continues. When David went to the bathhouse, and he saw himself naked. Amar, he said, Oili, she'emod arum, belay mitzvah. Nebuch, I'm standing here and I'm naked without any mitzvahs. The kevan she'nizkar b'mila, but since he remembered the bris mila, she'bisara, that was on his baser, nisyash v'daitai, he became regu, he became calm. The Akshiyata, when he came out of the mikvah, Amar Allah Hashira, he said Hashira. Shanamar Allah Menatzeach Al Hashminis. Menatzeach Al Hashminis is a reference to Shminis, to the Bris Mila given Shmini. So let's understand the story, which is the Gemara is saying how cool it is, how great we are, we're surrounded with seven mitzvahs. Great. David Melech went into Beis HaMerachatz, and he was naked, so he didn't have his seven mitzvahs. He felt really bad. He looked down, Baruch Hashem, Abba Bris Mila. He was happy. That's the storyline. I'm going to put out two questions. Question number one is, the Gemara is saying that we have seven mitzvahs. Now, in the Beis HaMerachatz, you don't have six of them. But there's one that you still could have, which is, which one of the seven? Mezuzah. Mezuzah. Now, in the Beis HaMerachatz, the seven were that you have a mezuzah al pischehen. Right? When you're walking in the street, you're wearing a talis, you're tefillin, it's this, you're so happy, Sheva, you have seven mitzvahs. One of them was mezuzah. What difference does it make now that he's in the Beis HaMerachatz? As far as the mezuzah is concerned, whether he's on Shmuel HaNavi, whether he's on Meir Sharon, whether he's in his house with Beis HaMerachatz, the mitzvah mezuzah he still has. His house still has a mezuzah. That mitzvah is still with him. So even though he's naked in the bathhouse, who cares? He still has his mitzvah mezuzah. What was David Melech so bothered with? He had something. And if you can tell me, yeah, but it wasn't there with him. So when he's walking in Shmuel HaNavi, it's also not there with him. And yet he's still saying, Sheva Bayom Alticha, we're so happy, we have seven. Question number one. Question number two is, after this, what happened? He realized he had a bris mila. Okay, so now it should be eight. Why does it say Sheva Bayom? He really has eight. He now has a bris mila. So really he should change the pasuk to him. And he should be praising Hashem. Why? I have eight mitzvahs. I have tefillin, tzitzis, mezuzah, and bris mila. So it's to be shmeina b'yayim alticha. I got eight. So this whole Gemara, I really don't understand. I didn't understand for years. I still don't understand. I'm just putting it out there. I have my own machshavas. I'm not sure if I like any of them. I'll put them out there. Think about it. Two questions. Why in the Beis HaMerachatz was he not happy about the mezuzah? And why when he was not in the Beis HaMerachatz was he not thanking Hashem for his eight mitzvahs, including bris mila?